Well, did Fairfax go too far with that headline, A Treasurer for Sale? Not a Beatles reference, no. Perhaps Joe Hockey thinks so. Today, his office has confirmed that it's launched defamation proceedings against Fairfax. Three papers, The Age, The Sydney Morning Herald, and The Canberra Times over Page One stories. A story that went on to claim that the Treasurer was offering privileged access to businessmen and lobbyists in return for donations to the Liberal Party. Joined now by Sydney-based media lawyer Graham Rice. Graham, welcome.
Thanks, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. Is this a slightly unusual step for a senior politician to take, to go to court over a story like that?
Well, it's not unusual for a senior politician in the abstract. It's quite unusual for Mr. Hockey because, as far as I know, he's never sued for defamation before. There are some politicians who had a track record of suing for defamation, like Bob Hawke, for example. Other politicians like John Howard never sued. So I think it's unusual for Mr. Hockey to sue.
He said at the time of these stories that the accusations were, to quote him, both offensive and repugnant. What's your reading of the case? Do you think he may have a case?
Well, I published an article in the Gazette of Law and Journalism last week, basically advising him not to sue, but that was simply on the basis of the Herald article. I don't know whether the allegations in it are true or not, but the article doesn't accuse him of out-and-out corruption. It simply suggests that he was associated with an organisation called the North Sydney Forum, and that organisation charged people a substantial amount of money to have dinner with him. Now, my view is that per se is not necessarily defamatory. But of course, if the allegation's untrue, I mean, if you didn't have dinner with businessmen who paid that kind of money, then he may well have a very good cause of action.
Could this be a case too where the treatment of the story, the use of headlines like Treasurer for Sale, might get the papers into trouble?
Well, absolutely. And I think that's why he's thought about suing, and I think that's why he's determined to sue. The headline by itself suggests corruption. But in terms of defamation law, one doesn't look at the headline alone. You've got to look at the entire article.
Well, there is a rather famous case that also affected Fairfax back in the time of Packer Cricket, the Come On Dollar, Come On headline, which cost Fairfax a pretty penny.
Well, it cost them a fortune, but that article went on. It wasn't just the headline. It went on within the article to suggest that the West Indies team had thrown a game. And Clive Lloyd sued, and in fact, 33 members of the team sued, and it cost Fairfax an absolute packet.
Oh, so,
but it wasn't just the headline in that case, Jonathan. But the article spelled out what was implicit in the headline.
So Mr. Hockey's spokesman is saying that his determination to prosecute this matter should not be underestimated. So I guess that would suggest that we're going to have this go to court rather than settle?
Well, if you read the article in the Fairfax Press this morning about his assets and the fact that his wife's worth $10 million or whatever, his merchant banker wife, he's certainly not short of a quid, and he may well pursue it. But it all depends at the end of the day on whether the factual allegations in the article, leaving aside the headline, are correct. If they are, then Fairfax would have a number of substantive defences available to them. If those allegations are not correct, then they'd be in trouble.
I dare say we will all watch with interest. Thanks for joining us this evening, Graham.
Pleasure, Jonathan. Thank you.
Graham Rice, he's a Sydney-based media lawyer. So there we have it. Federal court documents today from the Federal Treasurer.